tell you, Paul, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas. Oh, yes, ma'am. You don't do right. Don't do right. When you see me in misery.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and I'm here with Anna Walsh. Not Ray Charles. That would be interesting. That would be Ray Charles. Bring him back from the dead. Managing editor.
That would be way more exciting.
It would be very cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Managing editor and, of course, Eats and Drinks editor for the City Paper. Talk about this week's issue. So, Anna, this issue.
Mm-hmm.
I've really got to say very quickly that the City Paper has been doing some really interesting work lately.
Thank you.
I mean, really interesting work. No, you really have. I mean, you're attacking some really hard subjects as well as doing the kind of kinky, weird things as well.
Yeah. It's what we do best.
But you have two stories here about both Johns Hopkins University and Morgan State University dealing with sexual assault issues on campus.
Yes. So I wrote the cover story this week, and it's about Johns Hopkins University about a year ago. May 2014, it was announced that some students had filed Title IX complaints and Clery Act complaints with the Department of Education. And those two laws, Title IX and Clery Act, are federal guidelines that dictate how universities are supposed to handle reports of crime and specifically sexual assault on their campuses. So I decided to go and look at the culture at Hopkins and see how things have changed 1 year after these complaints have been made public, and see if, you know, if anything has improved, what could be improved. So what I found was basically a culture of students who are really afraid of talking about their own experiences with sexual assault or about their activism on campus. A lot of people said they were really afraid of being retaliated against by students, whether that meant like being harassed or threatened. And it's a really long story. So I'm trying to think.
That's cool. But you also had the other part of that story was you kind of very kind of what's the word I'm looking for? There was not skewered, but you're really questioning here this university's assault policies. The one we're broadcasting from.
Yeah,
absolutely. In another piece that was in the paper.
Hopkins, they actually just released a draft of a new policy on Monday, and that looks a lot more promising. But their previous policy had a lot of really problematic things in it. And same with the Morgan State policy, too. The Morgan State, even more so, I would say. So we actually had Karen Hooper, who's a professor at Morgan, does a senior capstone project with the communication students there. And so their focus this semester was on sexual assault on college campuses. And so we picked two of the pieces from that class and ran them in the paper. And one of them is talking about the sexual assault policies in Morgan and how it's nearly impossible to find any good information if you're a Morgan student on where to go if you've been assaulted, what your resources are available to you. And then we have another really great piece from that class by a woman named Alante Adams, where she's talking about, why are Black women in particular less likely to report being sexually assaulted? And so she talks to a lot of Morgan students, and it's a really great piece, and it sort of complements the other two pieces really, really well, I think.
And Ashley Glover, who wrote the other piece on Morgan State itself, and she's been on the show before. That's an incredible program here. These young people are doing great work, and they actually did a whole issue with you all at City Paper, for which we also did a program, right?
Yeah, that was last semester's capstone project, or last year's capstone project on the youth curfew.
So this, you know, and you have this piece on Martina Lynch and Young Moose.
Yes. So, you know, Martina Lynch and Young Moose released a song called No Sunshine recently in response to all the protests surrounding Freddie Gray's death. And it's been getting a lot of attention. But we were really curious about Martina Lynch because she has a really great verse on it. So we were able to track her down, and Rebecca Kirkman, our art editor, sat down with her and does a really great Q&A about women and creative work and, women self-empowerment and all of these things. So it's really worth reading.
So what did you give us about food this month? In your arena where you started,
Before I expanded to everything
else. That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, one of our food reviewers went to Muscle Bar and Grill down near Harbor East. You know, one of the new big restaurants down there, and checked it out. She said the mussels and other shellfish items are delicious, but she found that the comfort food that they have like a lobster mac and cheese, which sounds utterly delicious, and now I want to go and order it.
Mm-hmm.
She said those are really the highlights of the menu, so worth going down to Harbor East and checking out, I think.
So and you, there's so many pieces in this paper. You have so much, it's almost difficult to figure out what to talk about next.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the Mad Max. We were just showing that recently you have a piece on that.
Yeah, actually, it's our photo editor, Joe Giordano, did a really great piece where he's talking about Mad Max and the Entourage movie that came out. And, you know, Mad Max Fury Road has been doing really, really well. It's an amazing movie by all accounts, whereas Entourage really falls flat. And so he talks about, you know, comparing these two movies and what it says about how we currently feel about male-dominated movies and, you know, the rise of women in action movies or genres that are traditionally considered male-dominated. And it's really, really good. He did a great job. It's really funny to read.
Well, Joe's good. I mean, he's stretching out beyond his photography.
Yes, yes, definitely. We're getting all that we can out of him. Putting all his talents to use.
So how much time we have left? I'm looking at the time. It wasn't on my thing there, so thanks. So we are running out of time here. I'm so sorry. Anna Walsh, always great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Pick up that city paper all around town, and just pop it out of the box, and it's chock full of good stuff every week. And Anna, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yep, my pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Soon. Mm-hmm. Reminding you all, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. And thank you all for being part of our show today. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Seth Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Engineer is Andre Melton. Engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. The In History Research producer is Sienna Greaves. Theme music is by Juan Matthews of Clean Cuts. And that's Express Yourself by Madonna, which hit number one on this day in 1989. The podcast, The Mark Steiner Show, and share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.